The Bush administration has outlined its plan to transfer power over Iraq to the Iraqi people, but President Bush emphasized that the recent escalation of violence in Iraq will not force the U.S. to leave the troubled country ahead of schedule. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke this morning with Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Iraq.
President Bush said on Sunday it's been a very tough week in Iraq, with the death now of 400 American soldiers in Iraq. At the moment, there is a plan to transfer power to the Iraqis after national elections are held and a constitution is written. Is there a sense that there is a haste in play here and that it endangers the long-term stability of a free and democratic Iraq?
I don't think so. I think what happened here was that we would have preferred to have taken a constitution being written first and then elections. The governing council, which runs Iraq, got itself into an impasse over that proposal. And they wound up in a situation where that process would have taken another 2 years. They said to us, and we agreed, that they thought that was too long to wait for Iraq to recover its sovereignty. And so we will help them write an interim constitution which will embody the kind of guarantees that we would want to see in a constitution: individual rights, the equality of all Iraqis, the freedom of worship, separation of powers, those kinds of things. We will write that with them over the next 3 months or so, and then there will be elections for a transitional government based on that constitution.
But initially you had resisted such a plan, saying that it would be too quick and that what was needed was a slow, deliberate process that would allow the Iraqis to put in place that stable government.
Well, we had a plan that would have taken a few months longer, not a great deal longer. The problem was that the governing council and the Iraqis we spoke to could not find a way out of the impasse they got themselves into, which requires them to elect a constituent assembly to write a permanent constitution. That was never part of our plan. And if you have to go to an elected constituent assembly, this will delay, and everybody agrees on that, would have delayed the entire process by about 15 to 18 months. That was never our plan.
Now, yesterday, was your compound the subject of some mortar attacks?
Well, we don't know. We had a shell land just outside our compound, north of the compound, and there was another apparent mortar shell landing over in the middle, across the river in the middle of Baghdad. We don't know if we were the target or not.
But you locked down for a while?
We locked down. This is our standard procedure anytime there's any fire near the compound.
But you don't think they're targeting you?
We don't honestly know, Juan. I mean, we have had probably a half a dozen mortar or rocket shots within our general compound area over the past, I guess, 3 weeks. Those, I think, were aimed at us because they hit inside our compound. This one was just outside our compound.
Ambassador Bremer, what kind of U.S. military presence will remain in place once the power has been transferred to the Iraqis?
I think we will continue to have a substantial military presence after we pass sovereignty back to the Iraqis. This will be a subject of, however, a bilateral negotiation that's going to take place over the next few months to effectively, whereby the new government will invite the coalition and the Americans as part of that coalition to stay after the transitional government is in place and to help it with the security and stability in Iraq. But what exactly the numbers of forces will be is a matter that will be determined by the conditions on the ground.
When you were in Washington last week meeting with President Bush, did he indicate to you that a continued U.S. presence in Iraq was beginning to be a liability for the administration and have any relationship?
No, not at all. No, on the contrary. The president was absolutely firm, both in private and in public, that he is not going to let any other issues distract us from achieving our goals here in Iraq, that we will stay here until the job is done, and that the force levels will be determined by the conditions on the ground in the war on terrorism.
Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Iraq, speaking with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.